Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from upstate New York right now. And today I want to talk a little bit about letters. Now, what am I getting at here? We are in an age that is being transformed in ways we are only beginning to understand because of technology, digital media, and all these sort of things. This podcast episode will not be about the good, the bad, the indifferent in relationship to the electronic media, but as we approach this age and journey ever more deeper into it, and as good Catholics, following that wisdom of St. Paul, testing all things, keeping what is good, I think we also need to be aware of the importance of going a little bit low-tech. What do I mean? How often have you written a letter to somebody? Sat down, wrote a little message and mailed it to somebody. I'm thinking of you, I love you, and I hope you're well. Or send a postcard. Now, why is this sort of on my mind and stirring around my heart? Well, this past summer, I got a wax seal. I used my Frank Friar brand symbol that I made, and I had a brass seal made so I can melt envelope wax, put it on the part, and put my stamp on it. And some people have told me what it means when they see that. Now, in letter writing and doing wax seals and these sort of things, we talk about time. We only get so many minutes, so many seconds, so much of this thing that seems to be utterly valuable. One of the things about the new wild frontier of the electronic age is this transhumanist movement trying to digitize the human person in order to hopefully reach some sort of eternity, the eternal life, etc. When you go low tech and you write a letter, you're telling that person through the sheer act of letter writing, of mailing, you're worthy of time. You're worthy of this precious gift that is so limited that we only have so much of it. And I wanted to spend some of it. I wanted to give some over in this act of love, this act of charity. It doesn't seem that profound, a piece of paper, a couple of words, a statement, a stamp. But yet all the time that goes into writing a letter. And this is not, I'm talking minutes here, people, minutes. But yet we have come to see every second as something utterly precious because of what is going on in our life and the pace and etc. Even though we may not speak in that way, our bodies to a point sense it. When we do something as low tech as writing a letter, we are telling the other how much we love them. Many of the quote unquote books that we have in the New Testament are letters of St. Paul to communities. So maybe find some people in your life you can write a letter to, thanking them for something or encouraging them about something. You know, putting a pen to paper, and if your penmanship is terrible, type it up and then put your signature on it. Or getting a nice card and writing a statement in it. You, outside of the holidays, when people aren't expecting these little random acts of kindness, where we show that in this love that we have for the other person, we are willing to sacrifice, give up these moments of our lives to show reverence, respect, honor, love, and charity to the other and for the other. You know, it begins in these little ways. And I'm just becoming more aware of how these little things plant some powerful, profound seeds. And it doesn't seem like it at first, but when you come back to it and allowing the time necessary for those seeds to grow, you see a beautiful bouquet of flowers that just grow, these flowers that reflect those moments of love that you had for the other that you tried to put into that letter. One of the things about reconciliation is putting our thoughts in written form and giving to the other and showing that we're vulnerable and this is what's in our heart and I place it into your hands right now. Even though we may not be able to speak this way verbally to each other because we just fall into actions, we're able to put it into writing and to give it to the other in vulnerability. So I'm just, I guess in this episode, encouraging you to think about something like this. Who is it in your life that you really want to say thank you to? And what for? Those are powerful things to reflect upon. Who is it maybe you've had some strife with that you seek to reconcile with, and writing them a letter, you know, maybe making an apology for things that attributed to this struggle that you're having with them. Even write a letter to yourself and mailing it to yourself. These are just little moments, little things that don't seem like much, but in the grand scheme of things are truly profound. And they're becoming that much more precious in a world that is beginning to just tell us the importance of digital messages and instantaneous responses and instantaneous feedback and all these sort of things. Going low tech reminds people around us how precious their lives are and how the minutes that we give in sacrificing of our time show a reverence for them and for life in general. So my brothers and sisters, as we ponder maybe how we can cultivate these bonds of charity through little sort of quote-unquote low-tech things like letter writing, let us not be afraid to become vulnerable to our Lord in asking these sort of questions on where we need to become more vulnerable to the people in our life in order to allow ourselves to grow an ever brighter glow of God's love within our heart, not just for our own self, but for all those people the Father sends to us. In the most holy name of the most blessed Trinity, may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, my brothers and sisters, please make sure to click that little subscribe button and then that heart icon if you're on a platform that has one. And if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my articles, my videos, my blog posts, little memes for your electronic devices. And you can also email me through it too. That is thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.